A bone-crunching sport is selling for a big price. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. The Mixed Martial Arts League Ultimate Fighting Championship is selling for around $4 billion. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more on a controversial sport's surprising rise to big business respectability.
UFC is a 23-year-old company, but a lot of those 23 years, it's been struggling. In 2001, the current owners, who are these brothers who are Las Vegas casino entrepreneurs, bought it for just $2 million. And mixed martial arts was perceived as a pretty brutal, no-holds-barred kind of event. More recently, the company seems to have figured out how to market that, using social media to target millennials. They've been pushing a couple of big popular stars, launching a reality TV show and a paid streaming service. So really finding all possible ways to make money off of live events. UFC has also cleaned up those live events a little bit, enough to get approval from state athletic commissions, including New York, where the sport was previously banned. The primary buyer is the talent agency WMEIMG, which is trying to build its own digital media empire.
Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thanks, and let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in global trading, some good gains there. We're seeing 0.6% rise in the UK, and German stocks up about 1%. Asian markets closed up. Shares in Japan went up 4%. Big gains following an election victory for the Prime Minister's coalition. Investors see that as a boost to his economic policy and are betting on more stimulus in the future. Wall Street futures point to a slightly higher open. Students and parents thinking about college are increasingly considering the growing price tag and which schools provide the best return on the investment. Money Magazine's annual Best Colleges for Your Money list is out. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on the surprising changes in which colleges are coming out on top and on how new realities of education expenses have families thinking differently.
Princeton topped the bang for your buck list this year. It hands out lots of grants, and on average, its alums are among the highest paid. Stanford, number one last year, came in 10th. Babson College fell from second to below the top 50. Why? The magazine tweaked its methodology.
It changes every year a little bit.
Kim Clark wrote the article for Money Magazine. She says, for the first time, the rankings take into account the federal government's new college scorecard. It considers factors like how soon alums begin paying off debt and their median income after graduation. That's mattering more to college-bound students. Jonathan Smith co-authored a recent study for the College Board, which showed more SAT scores were sent to schools whose grads had higher incomes.
A 10% increase in earnings for a college relative to another college increased the member score sent by 2.4%.
Money's Kim Clark says that makes sense.
The ability to pay your debts, you know, pay off your student loans, is an indicator of your ability to operate in society.
I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
A fundamental change took place in this country 20 years ago next month. President Clinton signed the 1996 Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act. It is better known as welfare reform, and it had one main goal: to get people into the workforce and off welfare as quickly as possible. We've been looking at the impact of this on air and in our podcast, The Uncertain Hour. Today, Marketplace's Amy Scott has the story of one couple in Baltimore trying to make that shift from welfare to work.
All right, you can take it up.
In a garage on the west side of Baltimore, Danielle Slater raises a gold Honda minivan on a hydraulic lift.
One more click.
When it's about 4 feet off the ground, she and her husband, Alexander, get to work removing the wheels to replace the brake pads. It's all part of a free 12-week course they're taking together. They're both in their early 30s, with 6 kids between them, and they get about $800 a month in cash welfare. To qualify for that check, they each have to spend 40 hours a week in some sort of work activity, a job, volunteer work, or short-term job training, like this class. When the Slaters graduate, they'll be qualified for entry-level auto repair jobs.
I always picture myself with Jiffy Lube.
Why Jiffy Lube?
Probably because they got more commercials.
But me, it really don't matter where I start at, because our goal is to actually start our own business.
It's a long way from here to there. Neither of the Slaters finished high school. Alexander has a criminal record. They live in West Baltimore, which erupted in violence last year after Freddie Gray died in police custody. Catholic Charities started the auto tech training program in response to the unrest for people who face significant barriers to finding good jobs.
Housing, mental health, substance abuse, alcohol, criminal backgrounds. It could be one of those, two of those, three of those.
Anita Donaldson is program manager at Catholic Charity's new Workforce Development Center.
This program says, come here and we're willing to help you, you know, get through that so that you can continue on your path to self-sufficiency.
When they're not learning to rotate tires or change oil, the students practice so-called soft skills, like sitting up straight and making eye contact during interviews. And Alexander Slater says they support each other.
To actually have a group of people around you that actually believes in you, it's a motivation, like something that I never had. I'm used to people who looking for me to fail.
He and Danielle graduate later this week. Starting out, they can expect to make $11 or $12 an hour, enough, they hope, to leave welfare behind. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
You can hear more stories about what has happened 20 years after welfare reform, including how some states now spend their money in surprising ways. Subscribe to The Uncertain Hour wherever you get your podcasts and at marketplace.org. And finally, Nintendo shares are posting blockbuster gains following the release of Pokemon Go. The game company rose 25% today following another strong performance Friday. You might have even seen people walking around playing Pokemon Go over the weekend. This is a much-needed hit for Nintendo, which has struggled in recent years. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.